Because Samatha has sign of jhana.
Right, and then the sunyata vihara, the fruition attainment of voidness. And then sunyata vihara, fruition attainment of voidness. Sunyata pala samapati, fruition attainment of arahatship entered by focusing on the void aspect of nirvana. So here it is the
samapati.
Because before I used to think, oh, whenever we talk about sunyata, it's just like talking about anatta, so, you know, the anattaness of
reality. Direct experience.
In the beginning of satipatthana, when characteristics are beginning to be known, is that low level of satipatthana only knowing the nimitta of the paramattha dharma, or is it still knowing the paramattha dharma directly?
Does anyone know about nimitta right now? Ordinary nimitta.
Yes, ordinary nimitta, yeah. Yes.
Always ordinary, yes. Nimitta.
Yes. Do we know about it though?
Not knowing it at all, that it's only nimitta. Appears.
So beginning understanding knows that what is appearing is just
nimitta.
Nimitta, yes. Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. When is the next level where there's direct understanding of
a characteristic
of paramattha dharma?
So one can see the difference between nimitta and paramattha dharma, or concept and paramattha.
Okay. Can we describe those stages in a little bit more detail?
At the moment of touching, hardness appear.
Mm-hmm.
Nimitta or paramattha?
Nimitta, probably.
Before that, before the moment of being aware, it's pure
nimitta. Okay.
But when there's awareness, it's the nimitta of hardness, because it's not moment of experiencing the arising and falling away.
So it's beginning to break out of the shell of concept.
Mm-hmm.
Still nimitta though.
Right.
It's just
piercing
through that, that shell.
Yeah. And after the direct experiencing of the arising and falling away, it's another understanding of nimitta, because whatever arises has its own nimitta.
Its own nimitta.
Like hardness is not sound.
Right.
Without nimitta at all, how can it appear? See? So we begin to understand better and deeper of the meaning of nimitta. Mm. And before that is the nimitta and anupayanjana, see, like usual, shape and form.
But coarse, very coarse.
But even the beginning level of satipatthana, don't we know the difference between sound and visible objects?
Yes. Nimitta of sound, nimitta of sight, nimitta of vedana, nimitta of sanya.
And then you were saying that at the level of realizing rise and fall, you know the nimitta of that dhamma.
Each one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. At a time. Mm-hmm. Even arising and falling away, it has its own characteristic as its own nimitta, to know that it's not the other one.
You mean distinguish between subsequent situations?
Whatever arises has nimitta. We come to another meaning.
So you're saying that until it's the direct experience of the arising and falling away of realities, it's always the nimitta of the Dharma rather than the characteristic of the Dharma that is
known. Even the characteristic, not concept, is nimitta in a sense. Yeah.
In a sense.
Mm-hmm. In a sense.
Exactly what sense? What is the difference between characteristic and
It's different from when Panya can experience the arising and falling away, see? To understand as nama and rupa, it's not like the moment when Panya penetrates the arising and falling away.
Can we talk more about the level between nama, rupa, paracitta, jnana, and knowing the arising and falling? And what
the higher jnana. The Uttayapayana experience the arising and falling away.
And how is it different?
Like this moment, we seem to understand what is nama and what is rupa, right? And when there is awareness, no thinking about the meaning of nama and the meaning of rupa, because when there is understanding of the characteristic as it is.
But the world's been reversed. You sort of said, now the sense doors cover the mind door. Mm-hmm. At the moment of nama, rupa, paracitta, jnana, the mind door suddenly appears and covers the sense door. Right. So it's like the world's turned upside down.
Right, because according to the truth, according to what it's taught, it has to conform with reality. For example, how short visible object is, how many processes of mind door follow the sense door process. So what's more? The mind door or the sense door?
The mind door, sure.
So it appears...
But that seems to be such a radical insight.
It has to be like that. Otherwise the world is the same exactly, permanent, full of people and things.
It seems like that should be enough. It's so radical. That should be
not enough.
So what happens?
Not enough for the eons and eons and eons ago of ignorance. And attachment against the current, all currents of loba, no matter subtle or rough or coarse.
Okay, that gives me a different understanding of current. Even then, you have to face the current.
Think of how calm Agusla so soon, as soon as their seeing is there, and not just one process, the whole day long, the whole minute, see?
So even after Nama Rupa Parichetayana, as soon as that's finished, the Kusala rushes back.
And even the Nama Rupa Parichetayana and Pachaya Parikhayana, Samasayana are Paruna Vipassana.
Tender insight.
So the real Panya, which can eradicate wrong view, how much, how sharp, how effective, no more, again, in the whole samsara, in the future to be.
And
never again.
Bhangajana and all these other stages, higher and higher. How is it with the nimitta?
The same, exactly. Yeah. Understanding, no change. Just the sign, just the reality. Nimitta is the nimitta of a reality.
Every level must have a different understanding. Therefore,
detachment to grow and grow and grow. To become really detached from very natural as daily life.
Meena asking what are the nimitta of each.
It seems the understanding of there's only conditioned reality arising and falling away, which has to go on by conditions. No matter what characteristic, no matter how good it is, no matter how bad it is, each has its own characteristic as nimitta of it.
Okay, so we've got now, or in the beginning, before we heard Dharma say, completely live 100% in a world of panyati and concept.
Right.
Beginning understanding starts to know intellectually the difference between paramatta and concept.
Yeah.
Beginning insight starts to see the nimitta.
To know moments of awareness and moments without awareness.
But it's still only seeing nimitta of...
Yes. But the characteristic and the concept are different. See?
What is the difference between nimitta and characteristic then?
The same.
Oh, it's the same meaning.
The
so
same meaning.
Nimitta doesn't really mean concept at all in this case.
It depends on what we are talking about.
Yeah,
the rupa nimitta, the vedana nimitta, the sankhara.
Okay, I think I was getting confused because sometimes nimitta, I have the imagination that it means almost the same as panyati.
That's why we have to understand from the very beginning the nimitta and anupayanchana.
What's anupayanchana?
Details, outward appearance and details.
Oh, that's right, that's
that
right.
Is very coarse then.
That's it.
Yeah.
Concepts have nimitta?
Is concept real?
Yeah.
If there's awareness of a reality, it seems that it's awareness of a reality, not awareness of a nimitta or sign of a reality.
But so can one know the arising and falling away of each one in split seconds? And that is nimitta.
And that is nimitta. So we can't say that is reality. Yeah,
so
to say that is nimitta.
If reality does not have its characteristic, how can we know? And the characteristic is nimitta.
And the characteristic is the arising and falling away, so it doesn't have that characteristic. And so even when we talk about awareness or understanding the difference between moments with and without awareness, we're talking about the nimitta of awareness and not the nimitta of awareness.
As long as the arising and falling away is not known yet, or a nimitta of realities.
No, when there is awareness and no awareness, I thought we can begin already, or Panya can begin already, even before the first stage of tender insight.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But then it is clear, I guess.
What is clear?
The difference between a moment of awareness and no awareness.
So it will not take long time to experience
the
arising.
The first stage.
When it gets to the first stage.
That
clear.
Is a long time, even the first stage.
Yeah.
But can be a beginning before that, just now, at this moment. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
It should begin somewhere.
Any moment of understanding is not lost.
Any moment of
understanding,
yes,
is not lost.
It's not lost. No.
So the moments of weak insight will only be very slightly different to moments without insight, because the awareness
is... No, not at all. Because now the world of the continuation of reality is appearing like no demarcation at all. And where, when is Manodavara? See, it does not appear. No matter one tries so hard to know it. But whatever appears is visible object.
Yes.
So... it's quite different,
right,
not slightly different.
Let me just put it another way. The moments of weak insight that have nimitta of reality as object.
You mean namarupa parisyasana?
No, I mean...
No, not yet.
So you mean satipatthana? Yes.
Satipatthana. I'm talking about satipatthana. Weak satipatthana. Where there is awareness of the nimitta of a reality rather than of the reality itself. This is much less apparent than if it was awareness of the reality itself.
So say it again, please.
Not so clear.
Not so clear. Yes. Not
what
so clear.
Is not clear?
When it's weak.
Yes, but what is not clear?
Object.
Well,
you cannot change the object exactly the same.
Yeah. The nimitta and the characteristic are the same. The nimitta of the characteristic and the characteristic are the same.
The right understanding is so weak. Not the object.
I think perhaps what I'm trying to describe is really not to do with nimitta and dhamma. If weak awareness arises, it may arise just a few moments.
You mean, when you say weak awareness, you mean weak panya. Because when it's not weak, panya is not weak. Because panya is not weak, so sati is not weak. You cannot say that sati is not weak, but panya is weak.
Is there any question of precision, being more precise?
What is not precise? Panya again. It's the matter of panya. Sati just like instrument, which panya cannot develop without sati. So it's not just thinking about reality, but it's moment when sati is aware that panya can understand better and better. But it takes time to understand realities as not self.
You just mentioned something about the manodvara, the mind or cittas are not known, the mind or process is not known. Are you referring to the cittas as being more subtle than rupas or not?
No, it's exactly the same. But since the sense though always appears.
Yes, right. Because sometimes people say that visible object and sound can be experienced, but the citta that experiences them is more subtle, it's concealed. But we know that according to the text, cittas are more subtle than rupas, but I think one can only say it's according to accumulations what appears. We
according
can't say
to its nature, because it's not rupa.
Right. But just because it's more subtle, we can't say that it's less likely to be object of awareness or anything like this, because it just depends on accumulations. So that's a separate point, the fact that it is more subtle.
Panya can understand everything.
Sometimes it seems or it's suggested that there's only understanding about the concept of nama until there is nama-rupa paricheda jnana arises.
Awareness, the beginning of understanding reality, which has no shape and form.
Right, exactly. Long before it has to develop, it has to accumulate over and over. Yes, this is my point.
Also some people, especially those who believe in meditation, think that by understanding one Dhamma, you understand all Dhammas. It seems to me the other way around, that by gradually understanding all Dhammas, then you understand one Dhamma perfectly. It's not like you can just concentrate on one Dhamma. It's like you have to get familiar with nature of Dhamma, all Dhammas that appear.
Then even there is one Dhamma appear, it doesn't mean that Panya understand that. There can be misunderstanding of that reality.
Yes, what I mean is that it has to accumulate slowly.
Panya is Panya. Yeah. It's not just we deem or consider it as Panya. For example, when we talk about mind, when there is no visible object, no sound, no rupa appearing, is that mind which experiences an object? Is it?
No, because this would mind also upasa experience, sound is experience.
Right, so must
but we don't realize it.
Okay.
But if it's just thinking.
Okay. Yes. Just when there is nothing appear through the sense door at all. We call it mind-dom. We think that it's mind-dom.
Yes.
Is it the actual moment of understanding mind-dom? See,
no.
This is different.
It's superficial.
But people will mistake this for I experience mind-dom.
Yes.
See, because it needs a development of understanding. And so the moment when Panya penetrates mind-dom, it must be quite different from what we think we know mind-dom.
Which is just thinking.
Yeah.
So, so what you were saying is that to knowing mind or is
Panya.
Panya. If without knowing, what appears never come to know the mind or.
There is mind or, but there is no understanding of the characteristic of citta, which experience through mind or. Now citta works. See. But can Panya understand citta, which is now working, experiencing all the time?
There is no understanding.
And when there is the understanding of citta, no doubt about mind.
That's the first vipassana jnana.
Through mind or vipassana jnana.
Yes.
And we say that at that stage, the difference between the characteristics of Nam and Rupa clearly realized, and sometimes you say not before that, but again, can't we say that Panya develops and begins to more and more clearly understand the distinction between Nam and Rupa over and over before insight arises?
When there is a little of understanding Nama or Rupa, a little, can we know that it will be full? What moment? Until it arises.
Not until it arises.
No, but just accumulating. You mean like filling a bucket, you don't know when it will reach?
But it's not a coin in the bucket. So it does not appear how much it grows. But the understanding of reality has become more confident.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not in direct proportion to the arising of an ignorance in a day. We can't tell by how much ignorance.
We can. When there is no understanding of realities. And when awareness arises, we can. It's just very little. The right understanding almost not appear because it's so weak. So it shows lots of avijja.
Accumulate gradually our understanding.
Develop. Panya, by Panya and by other wholesome jetasikas.
I find it still difficult, the rising and falling away of Nama and Rupa, that stage of insight, that there is a different understanding of what Nimitta is. This is a difficult
point. So
I heard it for the first time today.
Yeah, but what is Nimitta? Can Nibbana have Nimitta?
No.
So what can
sure.
have Nimitta?
Realities.
Mm-hmm.
Conditioned realities.
Conditioned realities.
In this case, we're talking about sabhava, and nibbita as being synonymous, are they?
It depends on the understanding at what level of nibbita we are talking about. Yes. As nibbita anupayanchana is one thing, everyone knows. And when we talk about the rupa nimitta, those who study can understand. Vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankhara nimitta, vinyana nimitta.